MI-61 to Bird's Eye. MI-61, this is Bird's Eye, go ahead.
Yeah, that unit's low on fuel, should have been through here quite a while ago. Do you want to check with him, see if he's got any problems or needs any help?
10-4. Bird's Eye to RB-1A. What's the status on MI-1?
I don't know. I was advised they were on their way in here to get gas. I haven't heard from them since that time.
That's 10-4. Bird's Eye to RB-1A. 1A. What's the status on MI-1?
Still manning the roadblock.
10-9.
He's still manning the roadblock.
Is he was RB-1A?
10-9?
Is he with RB-1A?
That's 10-4.
Bird's out of RB-1A. Bird's out of MI-61.
Go ahead.
Negative contact with either MI-1 or RB-1A.
10-4, do you know if another unit's going to follow him in?
RB-1A was going to.
Okay, 10-4, I'll come on in then. 383, vehicle from the north.
CT to Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye, go ahead.
Would you advise RB-1 that Reverend Paul Manhart, M-A-N-H-A-R-D-T, is on his way out to the roadblock and he should be allowed to go through?
10-4. Bird's Eye to RB-1.
RB-1, go ahead, Bird's Eye.
In just a few minutes, a Reverend Paul Manhart, M-A-N-H-A-R-D-T, will be approaching your roadblock, and he is to be admitted, to Wounded Knee.
10-4. RB1 to command post. RB1 to Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye, go ahead.
Since we don't have any communication with 8, would you tell Marshal CP that the goody wagon's coming up behind him and not to be alarmed on post 8, over.
10-4. Bird's Eye to the Marshal CP.
You're going to have to relay through me and I'll tell the marshals.
Okay, 10-4, just tell them that the RB1 reported that the goody wagon is coming up behind them and not to be alarmed.
Which position is this?
RB1.
Yeah, which marshal's position?
This is 1.
Which marshal's position?
8
CP.
10-4.
RB3 to RB4. Go. Is MI5 with you?
That's 10-4, I just got back.
Okay, we got a rancher back here that's going to be working that country on horseback. One of them has a red, there'll be two of them on horses. One of them's got a red cap on, the other one's got a kind of a plaid, dark green type. So, kind of be alert for him.
That's 10-4. Have you made arrangements with him? Have you seen anything back there that comes to 3 or 4 and notify?
Yeah, we'll talk to him when he gets back. He's leaving his rig parked here.
RB3 to CP.
CP.
Any word on where that wrecker's at for that van down here?
I was advised that one was being sent out there. I don't know what happened from that point. BIA was going to handle it.
Ten four, there's still nothing here.
I'll check again.
RB1 to Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye, go ahead.
Would you have CP advise RB8 that the food truck is going to be coming there from RB1 in a few minutes? It's a white over green Chevrolet van. Over.
They've already been notified.
10-4, thank you.
3-1, you got one coming up the hill at you. Vehicle on the north, RB3.
Bird's Eye, go ahead.
Would you tell RB1, that we just received information that a Walter Fisk, F-I-S-K, with UPI, does have clearance to go into Wounded Knee.
10-4.
Bird's out of RB1.
Go ahead.
Be advised that a UPI newsman by the name of Walter, last name Fisk, F-I-S-K, will be coming to your post in a short time. He is cleared to go into Wounded Knee.
And for it's our understanding now that all newsmen are being admitted. If in fact that's the case, Burzak, save yourself a lot of trouble by relaying that to CP, because we're letting them all in now.
10-4. Bird's out of CP.
CP.
RB1 advised that at the present time they are letting all news people in. Is this the way that it should be?
10-4, I guess that's correct, yes.
10-4.
That's per the SAC on the spot.
10-4, CP understands that.
Oh.
Bird's Eye, go ahead.
Would you advise RB1 that there is a Mr. Solar, S-O-L-A-R, on his way out to RB1? He will be half an hour late, and he would like the CRS people to meet him there.
All right, 10-9, the last part, the last sentence.
He would like the CRS people to wait for him there.
10-4. Bird got a CP.
CP.
Was that Solar, S-O-L-A-R, or?
That's correct.
10-4. OM-25, all up. Bird's out of RB-1.
RB-1, go.
CP advised that a Mr. Solar, S-O-L-A-R, will be coming out to your roadblock. He will be approximately 30 minutes late, and he wants to have the CRS people wait for him and meet him at your post.
That's what I understand. Are the CRS individuals coming from the village or from CP?
Stand by. Bird's out of CP.
CP.
Are the CRS people leaving from CP or are they coming from the village?
My understanding is that they're out there.
10-4. Bird's out of RB1.
RB1.
CP advised that their understanding is that the CRS people should be out there or close to there.
10-4, copy direct, thank you. RB1 to RB1 Alpha.
A1, go in A, go ahead.
Roger, did you copy Bird's Eye?
No, we were checking the car. What did you say?
Roger, there's a Mr. Solar en route to RB1. He would like the CRS individuals to wait for him at this roadblock. He will be approximately 30 minutes late.
10-4, and we have some residents coming in. We can check if you remember them.
Roger.
3-1, you got one coming at you, and you got another one just pulled into the TP.
Thank you.
Birdseye.
Birdseye, go ahead.
Would you put out a message to all units?
10-4.
From a Reverend McHugh, a local minister. That's M-C-H-U-G-H. That a 16-foot bed closed van.
Break. Could you 10-9? You were broken.
Food supplies. Left Salt Lake City last night. En route to Wounded Knee. You might just advise me to be on the lookout for it.
Okay, 10-4. You were broken. Would you repeat the first part of that?
Reverend McHugh, M-C-H-U-G-H, local minister, advised that there supposedly is a 16-foot closed van carrying supplies, which supposedly left Salt Lake City last night en route to Wounded Knee.
10-4. Birdseye to all RB units. Information has been received that a 16-foot closed van break carrying food supplies has left from Salt Lake City, or left last night, and is en route to Wounded Knee. This is just for information. Keep an eye out for it.
RB1 to CP. RB1 to Birdseye.
Birdseye, go ahead.
The next time you talk to CP, ask them if they ever got any disposition on getting us a track vehicle, okay?
10-4. Birdseye to CP. Birdseye to CP.
This is CP, go ahead.
RB1 wants to know what is the deposition on their request for a track. Okay, they need a track vehicle.
Stand by, Birdseye.
Birdseye. Go ahead.
With regard to that track vehicle, I've been advised that the problem is there are no drivers for it, so nothing's going to be done for the moment.
10-4.
4-4 Alpha.
Birdseye to RB1.
3MI5.
Birdseye to RB1.
A vehicle slipped through, I guess, past them. We're stopping it now.
10-4.
Birdseye to RB1.
Go ahead.
CP advises that at the present time, there are no drivers, so there's going to be nothing done for the time being.
10x5, go ahead.
Mile 5 to you, Coley.
3 down, mile 5.
Mile 5, go. Birdseye to RB1.
Go ahead, Birdseye.
I guess you just have to keep a sharp lookout. No one responded.
10-4.
10-4.
MI-5.
MI-5.
MI-5, go.
Did you just pull out that dirt road onto the Porcupine?
That's a roger.
3, you got a red vehicle coming towards your post. Thank you.
Is that up your way, 3A?
Bird's Eye,
go ahead.
Is there any reason why MI-1 can't pull out and come in and get gas?
Stand by. Bird's Eye to RB-1A. 1A, go ahead. CP ask, is there any reason why MI-1 cannot pull away now to fill up and then go back?
Yeah, he can't make it to any gas station before he runs out of gas.
10-4. Bird's Eye to CP.
CP.
RB-1A advised that MI-1 is down too far on the empty mark to go out to a gas station.
Tom, we're going to check into it and we'll get back to him if we can find a solution.
10-4. Bird's Eye to RB-1A.
1A, go.
CP advised that they'll get back in touch with you concerning MI-1.
10-4.
Birdseye.
Birdseye, go ahead.
Would you check with MR1 and see if they have an empty 5-gallon gas can there?
10-4. Birdseye to RB1A. Would you please check with MI-1 and to determine if they have an empty 5-gallon can that could be used? Stand by. RB1A to CC. RB1A, this is Birdseye. We'll translate.
10-4. He's going to try and make it back in his car, and we'll follow him in case he comes out of the action.
10-4. Birdseye to CP.
CP.
MI1 advised that he's going to try to get back towards town. Another unit will follow him to help out.
10-4.
MI-61 to CP.
CP.
That unit won't have to follow him. I'm right out there. I'll follow him in.
10-4.
an accident.
Is that van stuck?
Repeat?
Is that van stuck there right below the church?
Yeah, it almost looks like it could be.
We're trying to pull it out now.
MI-61 to MI-1. MI-61 to Bird's Eye.
MI-61, go ahead.
Is that unit low on fuel able to make it to the intersection on 18 there?
We haven't heard anything to the contrary, so I would imagine so.
10-4.
I'll be 1-8 of Bruce.
Bird's Eye, go ahead.
Could you relay to the CP, just for general information purposes, we had a cop pass our post with four male, four females, from the American Indian, or from the Indian Press, and the car bore a British Columbia plate, P. Paul, C. Charlie, D. David, 719.
10-4, what make of car was it?
Was an older Pontiac blue.
10-4. Bird's Eye of CP. Bird's Eye of CP.
CP.
RB1A called and wants to pass this piece of information on. He advised that an automobile, an old blue Pontiac, passed by his post a few minutes ago with eight individuals in it, four males and four females. They're actually newsmen of the Indian Press, and that the automobile bore a British Columbia license plate, P as in Paul, C. Charlie, D. David, 719.